Blog Talk Radio.
3, 2, 1. Listen to Talk with Marie Live. Get ready for some music, books, social events, and special guests. Here's your host, Marie.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the show. It's great to be back on the air. Hope you're having a great weekend. As always, today was all about poetry and Second Life. And I've been listening to this great artist, Angel Hayes. I discovered her music by accident. I was binging on, Catfish. And she was the featured co-host, because Max, one of the co-hosts with Neve, Max wasn't there, and so she was one of the artists on the show, and so she's really cool, and she kind of reminded me of one of my friends. And so now I've been checking her music and listening to Done. She was nominated for Best Video with a Social Message at this year's VMA, and she's done a lot of really great collaborations with other artists. So I wanted to at least have a little music of hers and then put some info about her on my profile. So for more info on her, you can go to angelhayesmusic.com. She's also on where you can check out more of her video. Also, the album Dirty Gold is out, and so you guys can check her out on iTunes. She's also on SoundCloud, which is always a plus. So let's listen a little bit to one of her songs. So again, go to our website, www.angelhayesmusic.com, and you can listen to check out all of her videos. She's on Twitter, Facebook, Tumblr, and of course, Instagram. So right now, James Olmos is performing at The Refuge in Second Life. So I'm doing double duty. Typically, he's on a concert window as well, but I think he's just doing one stream today. So that's where he is performing right now. Let's see what's going on at The Refuge.
Walking softly, and I lost my heart when she turned from me. I should have fallen to my knees, reach deep into that moment. If I could change the hand of time, I'd speak your name. I should have whispered you a song and gaze longer into your eyes, hold you when you turn to say goodbye. But you're gone, you're gone, you're gone. Oh, you're gone, you're gone, you're gone. faith outgrew time, gave no choice, took me deeper than I cared to go. Hourglass finds me covered. I should have fallen to my knees, reached deep into that moment. If I could change the hand of time, I'd speak your name. I should have whispered you a song and gazed longer into your eyes. Hold you any time to say goodbye. But you're gone, you're gone, you're gone. Oh, you're gone, you're gone, you're gone. If I could breathe new life into precious memories, take your hand and bring you back to me. I wouldn't let you go. 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 But you're gone. You're gone. You're gone. Oh, you're gone. You're gone. You're gone.
That was James Olmos performing live at The Refuge and Second Life. This is his usual gig on Sundays at 3 p.m. SLT, 6 p.m. Eastern Time. So now let's move on to see what's on the bestsellers list this week. What do we have? Let's see. For hardcover fiction, The Girl and the Spider Web by David. Ooh, wow. First time on the list, David Lagercrantz. Then we have Purity by Jonathan Frenzen, All the Light We Cannot See, Anthony Doerr, number 3, who's been on the list for 69 weeks, Cosette, A Watchman by Harper Lee. Number 5 is The Girl on the Train by Paula Hawkins. And then we have X by Sue Grafton. Number 7 is The Nature of the Beast by Louise Penny. Circling the Sun, Clean. Number 9 is Secondhand Souls by Christopher Moore. And then number 10, we have The Nightingale by Kristen Hanna, who's been on the list for 31 weeks. Very exciting. So these are the top 10 on the hardcover fiction. Not sure what's going on with nonfiction. So for nonfiction, the life-changing magic of tidying up, the Japanese art of decluttering and organizing by Marie Kondo is still number 1 for 43 weeks. It's insanity. Insanity. But great books. Great books on both paperback nonfiction and hardcover fiction. All around. Let me know what you're reading. Check me out on Twitter. I want to thank all my followers on Twitter. It's been great sort of meeting new people on there. I'm slowly building my Pinterest account, trying to find some fun boards to follow and meet some people that way. And so it's been really great. So for the show, follow me on Twitter, also Pinterest. These are the two that I'm kind of sticking to right now. And then I did manage to get some books, but right now, as always, it's always hard to find just when I'm ready to go. I took out Unspeakable again by Megan Daum, I believe. And then I've been watching funny thing, today I actually watched Super Soul Sunday on a Sunday, which I rarely do, watch the interview of the CEO of Starbucks. And now I'm going to be reading Onward. And again, thanks to Super Soul Sunday, I'm now going to be reading Nate Berkus' Home Rules, Transform the Place You Live into a Place You Love. So these are the two books for now that I took out from my local library. There are more. I even took out some children's books based on this new project that NPR is doing, where they're asking parents books that they are, that are sort of like their go-to book for their kids. And so they have, you know, all kind of, you know, famous people sort of sharing which books that they're doing. So hopefully during the week, I'm hoping this week I'll do one of my sort of marathon week where I do a little bit of the show every day instead of just for the weekend. So if you're reading something, let me know. If you are, if you know of an author or an author, let me know. I would love to have you on the program. But yeah, so today was more like a quick, you know, catch up, see what's going on with music. I'm hoping to listen to more Angel Hayes. Kind of happy I discovered her with Catfish. Catfish has been growing on me. I think it's really, my perception of the show has truly changed. And so I'm really sort of getting into it. And then Angel Hayes is one of those artists I can't really sort of, you can't really box her in. She kind of remind me of a little bit of Lupe Fiasco and then sort of Lauryn Hill, you know, from the Fugees. And so there's one more person she kind of reminded me of, but I can't put my hands on her. And so I can't remember who that person is. But and so a lot of cool shows are really back. I've been sort of catching up with with Carson Daly, which is sometimes where I see those artists that I don't typically hear about on the radio. So it's been really fun. So a lot of great stuff. I'm going to be bringing you some more interviews, which I really enjoy doing. And then, you know, more music, more books. I'm always reading. I'm going to have a little more time to catch up on my reading list. It's been great doing the show. And then, you know, we'll catch up in the next few days. So hopefully have a great week, everybody. Thank you for listening to Talk with Marie Live.
On the shore, you pulled me from the dark, spoke healing to my soul, crying one, one, one hour. One by one, one by one, one by one. Alrighty. Have a beautiful night. How you guys out there? Benya Tip Jar is just to my right. And thank you so much, Lois, for that generous tip. I appreciate that. Time for one more very. We'll end an upbeat song. This song is called Oxygen. Great rest of the week, you guys. Thanks for having me back here. Appreciate it.
All right, so as you guys can see, you're listening to James Olmos. Final song of the night. He's performing at The Refuge. And you can find James by going to www.jamesolmos.com, where you can see when he has other shows coming up on Concert Window, Second Life, and what he's doing with his photography. All right, so here's James Olmos, and I'll see you guys next time.
I feel you on my skin. You're always there. I am me.
Thank you so much for having me out here. Go ahead and pick my board.